Hey guys, so today we are going to talk about something that I am really, really, really passionate about. There's no gray area with this. This is a black or white issue, and it is absolutely essential for anyone who is running a business, but especially for social media managers. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, so this is something that I have been wanting to talk about for a long time, because I hear so many people who say, you know, I have this business, I am a social media manager, I'm a social media strategist, I have a digital marketing agency. And when I ask them about like what their biggest struggles are or what some of the issues are that they have with their agency, one of the things that comes up over and over and over again is, I wish I made money from my agency. And I just have to say, like, no, that is not okay. Like, not even close. You should never be running a business that doesn't pay you unless you are literally Mark Zuckerberg, trying to get big time investors, and then ultimately who knows what the plan is, but they have a long-term game. So here's the thing. We're going to be real about what an agency is and what that actually means and how your agency should actually be run when it comes to your finances. Now, I do have to disclaim, I am not an attorney and I am not a tax or financial professional. So everything that is shared in this podcast is not intended to be financial advice, but rather my personal opinion, what I've done and what I've seen to be successful time and time again. Now, here's the thing about agencies. I think there's something out there that's kind of misleading with agencies. A lot of people say, I have an agency, and the reality is, like, it still is a startup. And I'm not really against that. It's a little bit misleading. Generally speaking, I think that an agency is ultimately when you have a team of people, but I'm not gonna like sit here and split hairs over that. That's not something I'm super worried about. If you want to call yourself an agency because you're focusing on the vision of what you're going to be, that's okay. But let's talk about hiring people and ultimately running a profitable business. So I've talked to a lot of people where they'll say, you know, I wish my agency gave me a paycheck. I haven't gotten a paycheck in 6 months from my agency. And you know, I'll be honest with you, there was a short period of our agency where that was the case. And to me, that's not just like, oh, I can't wait until we're profitable. To me, that's like, hold up. Big red flag, stop, hit the brakes, something needs to change. Your model is broken if you, the founder, the owner, the visionary, are not taking a paycheck, let alone making sure that your employees and your team are paid. But here's the thing, if you're not taking a paycheck, you probably shouldn't be hiring people in your business, because at the end of the day, your business needs to financially serve you and your family so that you can make an impact in the world. So clearly I get super passionate about this, because the thing is, if you're not making any money from your business and you're spending 40, 50, 60, 100 hours a week working on it, shouldn't you just go out to a park and play for free and have fun and a lot less stress? That's something that I just think about all the time. If you're not making any money from your business, you might as well just go to the park and play. So if you're in a place where you're like, I have three team members and I'm not making any money, but I'm able to make their payroll all the time and everything, you probably hired before you were ready and you didn't really know what your clear roles were, what the systems were, what the structure's supposed to look like, when it was time to hire, how you should hire, how your financial compensation for your team members should be. The reality is, like, and I'll be totally honest with you, like, there have been many times where I've wanted to give team members raises, but the fact of the matter is, technically I still run a startup agency. And so if I'm not making a paycheck, my team isn't making a paycheck, we don't have savings for the agency, something is broken and we're not able to pay people what they're asking. Does that make sense? That means you have to make sacrifices sometimes and take on an intern before you're able to pay to get a high-level person. Now, I know this is probably not what you want to hear, but if you're listening to this and you're like, I'm bummed because I don't make any money from my agency, I'm a social media manager and I don't make any money, something's wrong, and stop. You need to stop and recognize that right now. That is not normal and that is not okay. So I want to share with you, when I was a freelancer, I made, you know, great money, of course, because you have a lot less overhead. But then as we expanded into an agency, there was a period of time where the agency just simply was not profitable. And, you know, as I was pregnant, I was trying to just like get through the last few months of pregnancy, but I knew that something needed to change. It was broken. It wasn't working. And so as soon as, you know, I had Dominic and we were ready, we tackled this head on. To me, that's like saying, I have a serious illness that's able to be fixed, or a serious virus or a serious disease that's able to be fixed, and I'm not doing anything about it. I'm like, no, that's not okay. That's not how this is going to operate. So we jumped on in and we quickly took action. And sometimes that action that you have to take is going to be painful. Sometimes it means letting people go because you hired them before you were ready. It doesn't get easier. But you know what's really freaking hard? Is working day and night, every single week, almost sometimes every day, and not bringing home a check for your hard hours and your blood, sweat, and your tears. That's not okay. So I have to preach on this. I'm very passionate about it. And I'm very thankful to say that we turned things around so fast. It was crazy. It was actually a total of a 2-week turnaround that we brought the agency from in the red massively to in the green massively. A lot can change very quickly. But part of the reason sometimes I think that we hold on to hires that aren't the right fit, or we hold on to that office space, is because we let our pride get in the way. And sometimes I think about, like, let's say, for example, having an injury to your leg. Like, let's say you had a major injury to your leg and you have to decide, are we going to put a tourniquet around it and protect the body, or are we going to just let it bleed because we don't want to possibly lose the leg? The agency, the lifeblood, the finances, the revenue, it's kind of the same way. I'm a believer that yes, we sometimes make mistakes or something happens or shifts and everything can be turned around quickly, but things can also go south quickly with a couple relationships or a mishire. So what I recommend is saying, okay, listen, I like my leg. I don't want to lose my leg. I love that hire. I think they're a great person. I don't want to lose them and I don't want to hurt them. But if I do not make this choice now, we won't have choices to make and I will have to let go of everyone. Basically, I'm going to lose my body, aka my business is going to die. So if you find yourself in this position, I highly recommend that you recognize that not being profitable, not paying yourself, is a serious sign that something is broken in your business. And if you're like, okay, Rachel, you are not a financial advisor, what should I turn to? There's a great book that is called Profit First, and it's an amazing book. I highly recommend it. But I just want to share that with you because I just feel so strongly about it. And remember, sometimes you're only a couple weeks or a month away from having a totally different reality. So I'll catch you on the next episode. See you later, guys.